Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June the 23rd, 1825, a debate was held in the British House of Commons on what speakers called the Barbados Outrage. The event in question was the destruction of the Methodist Chapel in Bridgetown by an angry mob on October 23rd, 1823, and the subsequent persecution of the Methodists in the island. The debate in the House of Commons was opened by Sir Thomas Fowell Buxton, one of the leading supporters of the abolition of slavery in Britain. Buxton proposed a motion calling on the House, quote, to declare that they view with the utmost detestation that scandalous and daring violation of law, to beseech His Majesty to take such steps as shall secure the rebuilding of the chapel at the expense of the colony of Barbados, and to assure His Majesty that this House will afford him every assistance which may be required in order to secure ample protection and religious toleration to all His Majesty's subjects in that part of his dominions. In setting out his case in support of the motion, Buxton argued that a spirit of religious persecution had long prevailed in the island, and he sought to exonerate Methodist missionary William Shrewsbury of charges that he had fomented the trouble. He closed his speech by pointing out that the rioters, who were white men, had received no punishment. Had they been black, he declared, what a massacre, what lashings, what gibbeting would have followed. Some speakers, who represented the interests of West Indian planters in Parliament, sought to argue that they were extenuating circumstances that had contributed to the anger of the mob, including the view that the doctrines of the Wesleyan missionaries were subversive of slavery, and that Shrewsbury was partly to blame for provoking the trouble. However, when the Foreign Secretary and Leader of the House, George Canning, spoke, he characterised the outrage as unjustifiable, indefensible, a violation of law and justice, a defiance of all legal authority, a flying in the face of Parliament and the whole country. At the end of the debate, held on this day in 1825, the House of Commons adopted a slightly amended version of the motion proposed by Buxton. This motion retained the strong condemnation of the mob's actions in destroying the chapel in Bridgetown, and the call for the protection of religious toleration in Barbados, but it removed the requirement that Barbados should pay for the chapel to be rebuilt. Nevertheless, it was a landmark victory for the abolitionists. The insistence on freedom of religion for all British subjects in the West Indies conceded both the principle of a common humanity between enslaver and enslaved, and their equality before God. Politically and psychologically, it was an important step towards the passage of the Act of Emancipation less than a decade later.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.